This is the WKXL Spotlight. How do we get things started today? How about with this? The name of the person that we're going to have on the show, Trent Talbot, is the founder of Brave Books. And I'm wondering how many of you people out there listening right now are familiar with Brave Books. If you're not familiar, stay tuned. We welcome you in here. Trent Talbot, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me on. Excited to be here.
Right on. So let's give people what they're turning in looking for here. As much information as possible and maybe a little bit of education along the ways. You're the CEO or founder of Brave Books. Want to talk to us a little bit about, you know, what you did before founding Brave Books and what made you want to start the company?
Yeah. Well, first, what is Brave Books? We're a Christian publishing company that makes books for kids that reinforce biblically based foundational values. And our mission is to be the brand that parents trust with their children's imagination, because they're so precious, by creating this world, characters, and stories that don't only enthrall them, but build their character while doing so. And so our strategy for doing that is we've done a unique model that's never been done in the publishing world. We've created what we call the Freedom Island Book Club, in which it's a sequential picture book series in which a new book is released every single month that takes place in this universe that we've built with the characters, and it tells this overarching story that kids have just fallen in love with. But each book, while it engages them and they love the story, it also teaches a solid foundation of truth. It builds their moral character, their moral compass. We've had books like Elephants Are Not Birds that teaches gender reality. We've had Little Lives Matter that teaches the sanctity of life. Son of Truth, which teaches the importance of honesty. And we've been blessed enough to work with authors like Kirk Cameron, Kevin Sorbo, our latest author, Laura Trump, Riley Gaines, just sort of, you name it. We've done a book with them. We started in the summer of 2021, so it's been not quite 3 years, and it's just exploded in popularity. We've been in over 250,000 households. We've just been on this rocket ship since it launched, and it's mainly been good. We've definitely had our share of blowback. We've been sort of attacked with hit pieces from Jimmy Kimmel's television show, The Washington Post, Rolling Stone, sort of you name it, but the reason why we've had such a strong reaction is because there's just such a need for a brand that parents can trust with their children's imaginations. And we're filling that need with never before seen quality and creativity in the Christian market.
Very good. Yeah, you introduced yourself. The first sentence you said there, I think, after saying hello, Trent, was you said you were a Christian publishing company. And immediately in my mind, I go, well, that sounds kind of controversial, which I think I'm just so overly sensitized now to like anything that's potentially like, you know, pro-religion, which, you know, God forbid, just so you know, I am very religious on my end, spiritual. I believe it's kind of crazy for people to think that we just like created ourselves and there's nothing bigger than us. I think when you reach that point in life is when, you know, life ceases to matter so much anymore. There has to be something that created all of us. I could be wrong, but I'm holding truth to that fact or my belief in that. And if I go down and I am wrong, I'm okay with it. I want you to treat the rest of this discussion, if it's all right, Trent, as if you're trying to sell me on getting a membership to the book club. You said every month the book comes out. I read to my kids. We got two young kids at home, my wife and I. We read every single night, 2 to 3 books. And I want to be a member of the book club. I am not yet. So just keep that in the back of your mind. You are being tasked with trying to sell me on becoming a book member.
Nice. Well, it's an easy sell. It's an easy sell because our books really are, they're special. Kids absolutely love them. And parents love the fact that there's somebody else that's helping instill these values, these characters into their children besides them, you know. And in this case, it's the characters in the book, it's the stories. But our books aren't preachy, you know, like like, I guess some Christian content out there. The stories are the first and foremost priority. The stories, the characters, and then, you know, with that, once you have the kids fall in love with them, everything else becomes easier, and parents can use the stories as a framework to then have these important conversations, whether it's, you know, on the sanctity of life or honesty or hard work or standing up for the truth, things like that. And yeah, if you haven't joined the Freedom on Book Club, you really need to do it, Jim. I'm kind of disappointed.
I did think about it, but it's extra effort here. And this is the thing I think in our society nowadays, Trent, is like, it's kind of hard to trust people. Like, you put your faith in somebody, you believe them, and you think they're going to do the wrong thing, and then you find out, no, you know, they were greedy, or they made some decisions they shouldn't have done. They're doing this and that wrong. It's just so hard to have faith in other people. But I love what you're talking about with the stories, with the books, preaching the story of honesty and hard work. If I'm reading to my kids at the end of the day, I want them to dream about maybe what they've thought about last. And if that's a story about honesty and hard work, I'm down with that. You got me interested here.
Yeah. I mean, the stories that we read to our kids, they matter so much. And you know, if you look at where we're at in our culture, you know, with, you know, the number of non-binary kids identifying as non-binary, you know, going up 4,000% over the past few years, or how this generation is more than double, or like it's like 30% of Gen Z identifies as LGBTQ. Like, this is almost an extinction event, you know. I mean, this is crazy stuff, and you know, people want to know, like, why is this happening? And you know, I've over the past 3 years, I've dedicated a great deal of my life to stories, to storytelling, and I've become a student of storytelling, and I'm always looking at different, you know, studies that come out or things like that. One study that I read really, really stood out to me. It was a study that it was 140 undergraduate students. They were asked to read either Twilight or Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone for half an hour. And readers of a few chapters of Harry Potter rated themselves higher than other people in their ability to move things with their mind, like telekinesis. The readers of a few chapters of Twilight believe that their teeth were longer than the general population. And so what does this mean? Well, it means that when you read a story, you're transported to another world. You identify with that character. You take on their reality. You take on their identity. And the ability of stories to persuade and change our identity and our beliefs is really hard for most people to grasp. But that study just sort of hints to its power. And if you look at what's going on in our children's television shows, there's over 250 LGBTQ characters in children's television right now. And they make it very clear that they're LGBTQ. And so it's not a surprise that with what's in our children's television, what's in our books, that our children are starting to mirror the characters that are in the books that they read and the shows that they watch. And so when I look at these numbers, you know, that I mentioned earlier, that how, you know, the
4,000% rise.
Yeah. The number of boys that want to be girls has increased 2,000% over the past decade. You know, those numbers, there's just like endless examples of the numbers. I think there's a lot of reason. It's multifactorial, but that's something that doesn't get near enough attention. And I think it's the primary reason, if I'm being honest.
Well, what I will be honest with you is I'm kind of okay with whatever the numbers are, just because everybody's going to live their own individual life. But what I'm really not okay with is that the media seems to not even allow us to potentially, or people to potentially, question why these things are happening. Like, no, you need to let people be who they are, and you're just clamping down on things and not allowing to hear from a side that seems to have a point, Trent, because we've been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years of, as humans, but it seems like these changes are just happening now. And like you said, there's a reason for it. I can hear the music starting up. Let's transition to a commercial real quick. When we come back, Trent, I'm going to ask you about how you find your writers and a number of other topics. You're listening to a WKXL Spotlight episode with the founder of Brave Books, Trent Talbot. This is definitely good radio. WKXL's 1450 AM, 103.9 FM in Concord, 101.9 FM in Manchester, New Hampshire. And you can always find us on nhtalkradio.com. We'll be right back.
Great. That was a first great segment.
Right on. Trent, you're comfortable with everything we said there? We're just going to jump right into the second segment. There anything else you want to touch on?
Yeah, one thing I missed to talk about was my backstory on how the company got started.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this, but I was a practicing ophthalmologist before.
Yeah, I saw on LinkedIn. Yeah.
Yeah.
So your eyes tell you something.
Yeah.
Very observant. Nice. Yes. Sorry.
Is that a pun?
I think so.
Very
yeah,
observant.
Yeah, it was a little delayed there.
That was great.
Nice. All right. So I'll tee you up to kind of take that over right as we transition back in. That's good?
Yeah, sounds good.
All righty. Let's do it.
All right. Segment number two.
Welcome back to this WKXL Spotlight. Brave Books is a company I'm looking to give some money to. I want to sign up for the book club. I'm already sold. I will say this. I could play hard to get, but I'm going to sign up, Trent. You've already got me sold. And the main reason why kind of piggybacks to, hey, I think that everybody should be able to have a voice, and we shouldn't be silencing down one side that just seems to have some sort of common sense approach. Like, let's just find out why certain things are happening. So I'm curious, why did you start the company? Or like what came to your mind saying, hey, I want to become somebody whose career is around having children's books written?
Yeah. Yeah. So I was the idea for Brave Books happened in the summer of 2020. At that time I was a new believer, newly married, happily practicing ophthalmologist. But my first daughter, Charlotte, was born in June of 2020. And it's sort of like whenever you get a new car, you start to notice that car on the highway, you know, and before you got the car, you hardly ever saw the car, but once you get it, you see it everywhere.
Yeah.
And when she was born, I previously was totally unaware on all the indoctrination that our kids are getting. But when she was born, I started to see it everywhere. You know, whether it was the anti-racist baby being the number one book on Amazon, that trailer for the film Cuties had just come out.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend was gifted, his 9-year-old daughter was gifted the latest Nancy Drew book, which had a trans character in it, and just like thing after thing. It was just every single day there was something new. And for whatever reason, I just couldn't get that out of me. It bothered me. I didn't like it. And I couldn't get this idea out of my head for what's now known as Brave Books, and just the sort of this new approach to publishing and kids content and world building. I just felt like there was a need. And you know, we've just been blessed since we had the idea for Brave Books, been blessed with this incredible team that not just, we're not on a mission just to fight in a culture war and land some punches. We actually want to win it. And so we've got an incredible team, 42 employees down here in Conroe, Texas. And that's a special bunch.
42 employees. Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, if it's all right, I like to be a little bit back and forth with discussion and even contest people if I feel it's appropriate. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be very tough to win the cultural war you're talking about trying to fight and win. So what would you classify as a win?
Yeah, well, so I would classify the win as, you know, you sort of know it when you see it, when a when the culture of good and true and beautiful starts to replace what is currently, you know, prevalent in our culture. And you know, this isn't the first time, you know, a culture has become more or less depraved. And I think things run in cycles. And as far as how you win, well, our culture today, we're so screen dependent. Everybody, we're all just glued to our screens, and even kids. And so if you are going to win, you have to win the battle for the screen. And we have to, to me, what you have to do to win is you have to retrain our culture, what is good and true. And you have to create something so perfect, so beautiful, so clean, so light filled that everything that the world has to offer becomes uglier. And it cleanses the palate. It creates a renewed craving for that good, the true, the beautiful, the light. And so how Brave Book strategy to do that is, you know, we've been doing picture books for the past 2.5 years, and man, it's been awesome. We've been in over 250,000 homes, and we made a world of difference, but we're still losing the culture war. So what we've recently announced that we're doing is we're coming out with a TV show to compete on screen. And I think it's going to be a very special project. It's called Adventures with Iggy and Mr. Kirk, and it's like a modernized Mr. Rogers. It's high energy, hilarious dialogue, animated stories, fun guest stars. We've got an incredible cast. Kirk Cameron, who's obviously Mr. Kirk, and he's doing what he does, just being that trusted, you know, male role model like Mr. Rogers that kids can look up to. We've got John Kennedy, who's a puppeteer, who's on Sesame Street, The Muppets. He's a legend in the space. Lee Allen Baker is a Disney star in Good Luck Charlie. But just got all of these heavy hitters. Got this incredible set, which it's going to be set in a really cool treehouse. And each episode, just like our book, each episode teaches a biblical foundational value. Each episode in the TV show teaches an important value that builds the kids' characters, and it's just needed. There's everything on TV it's either mind numbing trash or they reinforce values that we as Christians at least are opposed to. And so our vision for the show is just so special. The scripts are so good. I think it's got potential to do what I was referencing earlier, which is just show people that, like, what
can happen when you have good messaging and positive thoughts roaming around your mind. I mean, being hopeful.
What art and content can be. It doesn't all have to be trash and more or less create a new standard. That's really, I've studied this stuff. That's all it takes. It takes one thing, one spark to like just reset the palate of a culture. And our prayer is that this show does that.
Well, prayers, I'm a big believer in. I think, again, just from my own personal side of things, Trent, I'm a huge believer in the power of prayer, whether it's one individual prayer or certainly in the gathering and thoughts of, you know, more than one person praying together at the same time. I know scientifically it's been proven that the power of prayer is something that's real. Yet, there is a large segment of the United States population who would take exception to that statement that I just said, because they don't feel prayer is worth any second of time or thought or consideration. I would say, I think it's going to be very difficult, almost impossible, to reach those people. But like you're saying, unless maybe through some crazy, interesting form of entertainment that they just happen to check out on their phone or on their TV.
Yeah. Yeah, and culture typically, you know, culture changes with the youth, and even even the people, you know, who aren't Christians and may not, you know, aren't conservative or whatever, their parents, I talk to a lot of these people, and their parents, if you got them alone in a room, they would tell you that they're really concerned about what's going on in our schools, what's going on in culture, what's going on in television, books. They don't want their kids to grow up to be confused and you know, hating themselves, hating the country that they grow up in. Like, they really don't want that. I mean, there's obviously some exceptions to that. There's some crazies, but in large part, when it comes to our kids, we want our kids to be kids.
We want our kids to be kids.
We want them to have a strong moral compass and to know what's right and what's wrong. And that is what, that's just our mission at Brave. And even, you know, even people that don't identify as Christians or left-leaning, they, once they actually get a hold of our books and see what we're trying to do, they really, really appreciate it. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's gotten so bad out there that there is a craving for a new type of entertainment, especially when it comes to our kids.
There's definitely an avenue. I mean, you're proving it yourself, 250,000 plus households that you're in with the books. Obviously, there's a demand with a certain segment of the population, and I would say you can easily grow that number because the segment of the population that believes in, you know, similar types of thoughts, just in the general realm of similar thoughts that you're putting out there, because you're not putting out there anything that's crazy. I would tell you, just with that car on the road approach you said when you had your daughter, there's no doubt about it. I've got a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old. I noticed 3 years ago, I'm like, every single TV show, every single kids TV show has characters and or messaging in it to make them question things about their sexuality. That does not need to be in our kids' TV show. So that's where maybe I'm coming across confrontational or controversially today on this WKXL Spotlight. I just think kids should be kids. They don't need to be thinking about this other stuff. So we'll leave it on that note until we come back from this commercial here. I want to hear how much the books cost Trent, and I've got a few other questions we'll ask. We're on the line with Trent Talbot, founder of Brave Books, WKXL Radio, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM in Concord, 101.9 FM in Manchester. You're in the right place, NewHampshireTalkRadio.com.
Sometime, great.
Yeah, sometimes I take over the interviews a little bit, Trent. I hope it's all right.
Oh, no. I think I was good.
All right. Good. Yeah, we're on the same team. I just I always try and think, well, how's somebody who doesn't agree with this thinking right now? And just try and, like, say, how do I rather poke them or try to encourage them? How is it could be one way or the other? Let's do it. So we'll talk about the growth of the book club, if that's all right. And we can talk more about the adventures with Iggy and Mr. Kirk and, the cost of books and stuff like that next.
Yeah, sounds good. I would love to hit. Yeah, I would love to hit the fundraising campaign that we're doing for Adventures with Iggy and Mr. Kirk at some point.
Yeah. Okay, so you know what to do when you work that in. Say, hey, Jim, I'm going to try and sell you on donating to this, I'll say I will donate to it. How do I do that? And then you can explain the process. You know, we won't take forever on it, but I imagine it's pretty quick. Go to this website and do this.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds great.
There we go. Try and sell me on it. I might say no. All right, Catherine.
All right, third segment.
Welcome back to WKXL Spotlight. During that commercial break, you know what I was thinking about? Is this really controversial? Like really? This is it's such insanity. But I digress. This is not about me. Trent Talbot, you are the founder of Brave Books, and this is about you and Brave Books. Tell me, as a consumer, can you please how do you find the authors for the books? And then I'd like to know, you know, how much typically does the book cost? I'm assuming they're hardcover and have great pictures and stuff inside.
Yeah. So the as far as finding authors, we, you know, at this point we sort of have we've made a name for ourselves, and a lot of the authors reach out to us because they're like, man, I want to be a part of what they're doing over there. But sometimes we reach out to the authors, whether it's through, you know, DMing somebody on Twitter or Instagram, or working through connections of other authors. But like Laura Trump, who's our most recent author, I think we worked through some other author. I can't remember who, but yeah, you know, it's a pretty, when you get in this Christian conservative space, which a lot of our authors are in, it's a pretty small world.
That's why I'm glad to give you the avenue here. Definitely. That's part for me, because I just believe everybody should have a voice. I'll talk to anybody, and as long as they're open to, you know, hearing my questions and potential objections or whatever, well, let's have the discussion, because I think then we can start to change some minds and recognize, well, hey, you know, you did you consider this or that? What about the cost? I'm curious, the barrier to entry here. Some folks are going to wonder, how much does it cost typically for one of the Brave books?
Yeah, well, you know, most people subscribe to our Freedom Island Book Club, where you get a new book every single month. And if you pay per month, it's, I believe, $18.99, and that covers shipping. If you pay for the year, it's $16.99.
Okay, $16.99, not too bad. So what are we talking?
Per month.
Yeah, $170, and then add in the 17, so $194 for a year. You get a new book every 12 every month. You get a new book shipped directly to your door, which the kids are going to look forward to that. And I'm just going to tell people out there, not for nothing, is listen, your kids, if you read to them every night before they go to bed, and you're busy, you're tired, you've been at work, maybe you're stressed, you had a bad day, but I'm just going to tell you, like, your kids are going to remember that when they get older. That's like the number one thing as a parent, really, that you should do, because your kids are going to know that you care about them, that you sat down and read a book, and not for nothing, they read one of these Brave books, Trent, I'm assuming they're going to be, oh, hey, we got a new book in the mail. Let's read that one tonight. It's like a nice bonding experience for the family.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's hard for families to make time to come together and turn off the screens and spend some quality family time in which they're just clued in with each other, and they're really focusing on each other. And for a lot of families, these Brave books are they're the family time routine, you know, and it's what they do in the evenings. They get all the kids downstairs or whatever and huddle up, and they read a story and they talk about it. And actually, in the back of the books, we've got games and discussion questions to help assist the parents along, you know, having some of these important conversations, you know, whether it's on importance of hard work or whatever.
So tell us about how quickly things are taken off here. I know you mentioned you got a TV show coming up, but like the size of Brave Books, you said 42 employees. You have 42 full-time employees right now?
Yeah, we do. You know, we're doing a lot. We have to create a new picture book every single month, but we're also working on graphic novels, middle grade novels. We're sort of taking this, we're really building out this world and the characters in a really big way. And you know, like I said, we're working on this TV show. And so that's just it's a lot of work to do. It's a lot of work. And we don't sell, some of our books are available on Amazon, but primarily we sell 99% of our books through our own website. And so there's work, you know, with the website there, we have our own fulfillment center. You know, we're really doing things completely, you know, flips on its head as opposed to how most publishers do it.
Is that by choice or because there was resistance through going the primary or the typical route to bringing books to people?
Well, we hated the idea of going the tried and true route, which is being dependent on places like Barnes & Noble and Amazon, because we thought for sure we'd get canceled, or like Barnes & Noble still refuses to put Brave Books in its stores, despite Brave Books selling way more than any of them.
How does that happen, Trent? I mean, and you don't have to talk about this. Don't let me go down a road that is like touchy, or you could say the wrong thing. But why would Barnes and Nobles? This is what gets me upset. Like, what's going on in this world? Like, everybody needs to understand. Like, why won't Barnes and Nobles put a Brave Book on their shelves?
They're afraid of the backlash.
This is ridiculous. That's like, I wish I could talk to the CEO of Barnes & Noble's right now and whatever. They don't care what I think, but I'd tell them that's a joke, dude. This is unacceptable, because guess what? I would go to Barnes & Noble's probably and buy one of these books. And, oh, guess what? Oh, no, the messaging might spread. And wouldn't that be an awful thing that, like, families are important?
Right, right. Yeah, it's crazy. It was really by, you know, we didn't want to take that risk of, you know, of putting all this work into it, you know, hiring all these people. It was a financial risk, and then building it on a house of sand, and then all of a sudden one day, you know, Amazon says, nope, you're not allowed to sell on our platform anymore, right. Barnes & Noble. So from day one, we just decided, no, we're gonna sell straight to our customers. We're gonna have relationships with those customers, and we won't have to worry about it. And so that's the, you know, unfortunately that's the world that we live in. But as a result, it made us stronger. You know, it made us more resilient, because now they really have no power over us. I mean, it'd be great. I would absolutely love to be in Barnes & Noble's across the country, 100%. But even if that never happens, we're going to be just fine.
Good for you. Yet you maintain control over the creative process from the beginning, instead of getting halfway down. So it shows great, you know, intelligence and forethought by you. When a lot of different directions, actually, I can go here, because I'm still kind of amped up. I'm half thinking I should just directly tirade against Barnes & Nobles. But, like, you know what? I bet you down the road, let me make a crazy prediction. I bet you down the road at some point they go, yeah, we'll sell Brave books here. You know when they realize how much money they're losing? Like, you guys just need to sell a little bit more. And maybe that will come through this TV show. Trent, tell me about the TV show. So what are you trying to do? Like, are you going the same route? You're not going to try and pitch the TV show to a major network. You're just going to release it online or what?
Yes, exactly. We're not going through the Netflix or the Amazon. We're doing this ourselves.
Good.
And yeah. So we're creating 20 episodes. So our first two seasons, it's going to be 20 episodes. We're going to release probably 5 or 6 online to the general public, free on YouTube, Rumble, you know, anywhere that will host it. And then the rest will be, you know, behind our paywall that people can view if they're part of the Freedom On Book Club, or if they get behind our fundraiser. And so this fundraising campaign that we're doing, the reason why we're doing that is, so one, we don't have any strings attached, that we can just make it exactly how we want it. Because otherwise, if we went through one of the major networks, I mean, they have so much say over, really, whoever funds it.
You definitely would. You definitely have to have a trans character in one of the episodes.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. So we're relying on you know, our fans, the people that support Brave Books and what we're doing to get behind the show, and we're doing it in a really cool way. So we don't just have our hands out and say, hey, give us money. We've followed the Kickstarter model, if you're familiar with Kickstarter. And the way they do it is, you know, depending on how much you give, you get different rewards for the support. So, for example, anybody gives $100 at watchbrave.com, they get unlimited access to all seasons and future seasons of Adventures with Iggy and Mr. Kirk. And they get all the Saga 1, like ebooks and audiobooks. And then if you do the $250 tier, you get a plush puppet of Iggy. You get our Saga 1 collector's box. You get a curriculum that comes with it. So, and then all the way up to a $50,000 tier, if you really wanted to get behind it, you know, that comes with all sorts of stuff, including red tickets to the red carpet premiere in Nashville in November, whenever it's released, a Duck Commander getaway.
Can you be in a show if you're willing to pay that much money?
Yeah. And you get to come to a day on set, and either a child or a grandchild can be in the show and play a role in the episode. And you get to hang out with Kirk and myself after the day of shooting. So things like that, where, you know, it's a, when you're in our position and you don't have, you know, maybe the backing of, we don't have the option of going the route of like the big money. You got to be creative, and you got to be you got to hustle. And so we're doing things a little bit different, but people are really responding to it, and they love these opportunities that come with getting by the show.
I love it. I got more questions for you here. We're going to transition again to a commercial. I will say I'm sold on the book club member, and I'm making a donation towards the production of the TV show. That's what I can do in my own little part to try and help, just to get the news out there so people that want to listen or read can do so. This is the WKXL Spotlight on Brave Books. You're listening on 1450 AM, 103.9 FM in Concord, 101.9 FM in Manchester. The place to be is nhtalkradio.com. Stay tuned.
Wonderful.
Trent, I find myself sometimes wanting to say what I think other people can't say, and I'm just like, I'll just say some of it, you know, within the guidelines, reasonably, but just I can't understand, like, Barnes & Noble's, that I would be so upset. I would be so upset that just, like, the refusal, like, to talk to their salesperson or whatever at the certain level, and no, we're just not going to put it on our shelves. Like, well, why? What do you mean?
Yeah.
You don't want to make this money. Why is that?
Yeah, yeah. Our books have sold probably 10x what the books that they choose to not only to put in their stores, but to highlight, you know, on the tables and things.
Exactly.
But you know, the only difference is our message is just a little bit different than those books.
Well, you don't know this, and I don't tell a lot of people this, but I am an author myself. I finished my first book ever about 6 months ago. It's a book on cryptocurrency, and I would say it's a little bit different than most things people would ever read, too. So that's why I was really happy to be able to talk with you, one, for the messaging, because I wanted to promote you folks, but also just because, you know, writing books is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It is, and yeah, it's addicting. You know, it's a fun process, and it's fun to have people, you know, reading through words that you put your heart and soul into.
That's it, right? It's like, oh, people want to read what I have out there. It's just it's a nice affirming type of feeling. It's good for the self confidence. So, what should we talk about? This is the last episode, last segment here. We got 10, 11 minutes. So, what messages do you want to leave off with? I'll try and keep the jokes to myself here for the last segment. But what messaging you want to leave people thinking about?
I probably just like to touch on going to watchbrave.com. One more time, and then we can talk about anything else that you'd want to talk about.
All right. You don't mind the discussion about being canceled in today's society?
No, that sounds good.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see where it goes. Maybe touch on some other things. But yeah, we'll definitely touch on the book club here next, because I know a question I'll ask to get it started.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Catherine, let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
WKXL Spotlight. This is an original one. I'm loving it. Hopefully you are too. Trent Talbot is on the line. He's the founder of Brave Books, 42 full-time employees. This company's just been around 3-4 years now, and they're, sounds to me, doing exceptionally well, and I want to help them grow more because I think there's a lot of people who could benefit from reading books with their kids at night. So I think what you said earlier, Trent, was a membership to the book club, if you pay for a year, it's averages to $16.99 a month, which comes out about $194. Did you also say that in addition to that, if you're a yearly member, do you also get like free access to the TV shows, or is that something totally separate?
Yeah. So for all of the people that are part of the Freedom Book Club, you get access to the TV shows. So if that's how you want to support Brave Books and get the books and then get access on the back end, that's a great opportunity. If you love the idea for the TV show and maybe you don't have kids that are on the right age group or whatever for the books, and you just want to get behind the TV show, then you can go to watchbrave.com and support at the different tiers that we have. And with those tiers, we've got some really once in a lifetime opportunities to, you know, do things like hang out with Kirk and come be a part of the show. So, watchbrave.com is the place to go to support the TV show. Bravebooks.com is the place to go if you're interested in the Freedom Island Book Club.
So for the TV show episodes, not to put you on the spot, because sometimes estimates in this arena can be tough to hold tight to or hold true to, but when do you think the first 5 or 6 episodes are going to be completed?
Yeah, our goal is a mid-November launch of all 20 episodes. We're not 100% sure if we're going to just release them all at the same time or if we're going to release them sequentially, but we hope to have all 20 done by November. We're actively working on the set where the scripts are in a good spot, so they're being tweaked. And man, it is a lot of work doing a TV show. You know, I don't know. I underestimate, to be honest with you. It's a lot. You know, there's like 30 different roles that need to go into it, from like things like a line producer and obviously a director, assistant director, a second assistant director, and then a continuity person, a props person, a costume person, hair and makeup. It's just like, it goes on and on. I had no idea. So it's been luckily we've got some really solid people that are working with us on this project, namely Kirk and Leon Baker, who worked with Disney for years and years. And so, and then John Kennedy, the puppeteer. So we've got really solid people. So we know what we're doing, but for me personally, it's been a shock. I had no idea what really goes on into making good content.
Yeah. I mean, you were an ophthalmologist. You said that's an eye doctor, right? I just want to make sure that I am correct on that. So, I mean, you have any experience whatsoever in anything like making a TV show? And like, do you have a person? Well, let me ask you that. Do you have any experience with making a TV show?
No, okay. No.
So
no,
who's
experience.
The person? Who's the person then that planted this idea in your mind? Was it your idea to come up with a TV show, even though you had no experience whatsoever?
Yeah, it was my idea. Huh. You know, I'm good at coming up with ideas and fun ideas. Getting them done though is a whole different ball game. And you know, you, bringing in people like Kirk Cameron, Leon Baker, and John Kennedy, that makes things way more possible. You know, but for whatever reason, God gave me a creative mind. You know, and it's been such a joy making the transition from doing cataract surgeries every day to leading Brave Books. It's been fun to use that creative gift that God gave me and then to work with other really creative people. Our head of creative at Brave is unbelievable. And then, you know, Kirk's like basically he's a part of Brave Books at this point. We're married at the hip, and now we got Leon Baker. So it's been really cool when you have a ton of talented, creative people all in one room trying to make history.
Well, it is kind of funny you talked there about making history. That's a nice transition for me to mention this. When I reached out to Brave Books as a person who hosts a radio show here, I initially was trying to get an interview with Kirk Cameron, just so you know, trying not to make you feel bad about yourself, but you know, not that I had to settle. Talking to you, but Kirk is how I had heard about Brave Books in the first place. So, like you mentioning now, he's kind of tied at the hip. This is a former star of Growing Pains, who I watched a bunch when I was back in the teenage years, right around then. Funny dude that was on TV who just feels that family and the promotion of family values is like very important and not in enough supply nowadays in the United States.
Yeah, he's an unbelievable guy, and he, you know, I know child actors get a bad rap. most of them go down paths that you would not want your kids to go down. But he is he's the outlier. You know, he is just an awesome, genuine, rock solid guy. And he's real. Like you know, if you've seen him on, you know, Fox News or wherever over the past few years since we started been working together, he's the real deal, and just couldn't be more grateful to have him, you know, get behind Brave Books the way that he has. It's been amazing.
And so that leads me to ask this question, like the fear of being canceled, because even okay. with me making a joke here or two on this, I'm just like, oh God, if somebody listens and all of a sudden they're going to be complaining or something, it's just insanity. You always have to worry about that, especially in the business climate nowadays. You made the decision just to like fully embrace this. So this is how you're going to make your money moving forward, is just, you know, not preaching, but going with this message and trying to, you know, there's enough people who economically can help support this line of thinking. Kirk Cameron, he puts himself out there on a limb too, right? Because he's not getting any acting gigs nowadays from Hollywood. So it really is like, you can't just tip your toe into these waters. You got to jump in with both feet and like your whole body.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it may be easy for me to talk a big game, you know, when I'm outspoken about my belief, because that's our messaging, that's our brand, you know,
mm-hmm.
but for the average day person who, you know, who maybe if they speak out, they lose their means of income,
yeah,
or things
could
like that.
Easily could lose your job.
That's a tough spot. That's a tough spot. I'm not envious of that at all. And yeah, it's sad what our world is, what our culture is now. But you know, what we have to do is, you know, you can't get so focused on the negative. It's so much healthier to be looking at solutions, and I see a lot of hope for our culture. I'm starting to see the beginnings of a shift, and so really a change in our culture. It starts with the kids. And it starts, to me, it starts with it doesn't start in the White House. Change doesn't start in the White House. It starts with your house. And so finding ways to connect with your kids, to teach them what's good versus what's bad, you know, building that rock solid foundation of a strong moral compass is so important. And so, you know, we're in this together. We all need to do what we can. And What we're doing at Brave is something, but every single home, every single kid matters, you know, to keep this country what it is. You know, it's a country, it's people, and our future country is going to be made up of the kids that are going to school today and are watching the TV shows today, and we need to fight for them.
You mentioned earlier, first segment, I wrote it down, the books share messages of honesty and hard work. And I would say, whether you're Democrat, Republican, anywhere in between on any spectrum, that I think we could all agree, there'd be universal agreement that honesty and hard work would be a good message to teach the kids about. So then what's the problem with the books? That's my next thing in line. Like, okay, wait a minute. So anybody out there that's listening, if you are a bit hesitant to speak out on certain topics, as I most certainly am, because it's just not good business sometimes, and maybe you have more to lose than you do to gain, I just would say a simple thing you could do is, I mean, subscribe to the book club. I'm not a salesman for Brave Books, but it's like, hey, I can do my little piece and say, create more stories about honesty and hard work for my kids, because no matter what my kids' political beliefs are going to be when they grow older, I think they'll be better off if they become honest and aren't afraid of doing some hard work.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
There we go. I mean, it's pretty simple how we round it all together. But what do you think, Trent, if we had a minute left in the show, anything else you want to sell me on?
Yeah, well, I've got you on the book club. I've got you supporting the fundraiser for the TV show. So I'm feeling pretty good. At least I got one person with this phone call.
You need a raise. And yeah, you got to talk to your boss about a higher commission percentage or something like that. If you want me to put in a good word for you, you let me know.
Okay. Thanks for having me, Jim. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for getting behind the TV show. I really hope that you allow one of your kids to be a future guest star with us at that $50,000 tier.
We'll see. Yeah, I don't know if I can cut that much.
That.
Right on, Trent. I love it. That's if you don't ask, you don't get the deal.
Right.
You don't have a chance.
That's right.
Great
for
salesman.
Sure. Well, I really appreciate the time and appreciate your listeners tuning in. So Thank you, Jim.
Right on, Trent. That has been Trent Talbot, founder of Brave Books. Heck of a story we had right there on this WKXL Spotlight. You know where to find us, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM in Concord, 101.9 FM in Manchester. You can always catch us live or, you know, downloadable, nice and easy, nhtalkradio.com.